and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Jane in Love, written by Rachel Givney and read by Amber McMahon. As Jane climbed over a hedge and landed in a pool of mud, some of which flew upwards and came to rest on her boots, gown and face, she paused for a moment, pondering whether behaviour like this might be the reason she struggled to find a husband. The fact that she wandered through some farmer's turnip paddock at 8 o'clock in the morning did not alone make Jane consider ineligibility for marriage to be her greatest talent. As she leapt over a stone fence and into another field, less of a field in fairness and more of a quagmire, why did she always end up in the dirtiest fields in England? Did mud seduce her? She compiled a list of all the ways in which her character could be considered unmarriageable. She preferred a good book to an assembly and liked to wander the countryside alone for hours. The neighbours all agreed these were suspicious traits for a woman to possess. Jane also destroyed hairstyles at the same rate she muddied dresses. Her fawn curls, commanded into a Grecian knot on the crown of her head by her mother earlier that morning, now rested below her left ear in a disappointed bundle. These facts alone ruled her from contention for any prospective husband. But as well as the scandalous affectations of reading, walking, and hairstyle assassinating, Jane possessed one marriage-deterring peccadillo which put all others to shame. She wrote things. Not letters and poems, though she had talent for both. Novels were Jane's canvas. A germ of a story would come to her, in the woods or during an assembly, and she'd toil and rage to tease the seed from its pod. She'd walk around in a funk, unable to put her mind to any other task until she wrote it all down, until sisters were reunited, villains dispatched, lovers married. Once finished, she'd drop her quill and fall asleep with an empty head, her voice added to the dream of the world. She'd wake the next morning with a new idea bothering her, and the toil would begin once more, its importance for her on par with breathing. As an accomplishment, writing did not equal embroidery or watercolour, but at least it displayed neat handwriting. This had once endeared her to her family. She also told crude and diverting stories, of which everyone approved, and which were as pleasant a way to pass the time before dinner as any. But as each year passed and she remained unmarried, the habit went from a harmless folly to the culprit of her failure in life. Ladies did not write books. No one published Jane's work. When she was 19, her papa, filled with fatherly pride, sent one of her novels to the publisher Thomas Cadell in London, even offering to cover the costs of printing himself. The family waited with joyous anticipation at the prospect of seeing the Austen name in print, and after several weeks, the letter was answered by Cadell, declined by return of post. The quality of Jane's writing did not even deserve a written rejection. George Austen never approached a publisher again, and Jane hid the manuscript under the floorboards of her room.